Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you today?
Hello, Nakia. My name is Brent. I've got an issue with, I guess, a shipment that's coming out and the charge or the card that's being charged and yada, yada, yada. You want my account number?
Yes, but one moment, please. All right, so I have to wait for my system to pull back up. Now, yes, I will still need for you to verify your name and address, but I'm ready for the account number whenever you're ready.
It's 576-729-40-501.
Verify your name and address for me, please.
First name is Brent, B-R-E-N-T. Last name is Hettick, H-E-T-T-I-C-K. Address is 225 Blevins Street in Fort Worth, Texas, 76111.
All right. Thank you for this information. This in regards to your Ecto-1 for a pending specialty item. Did you want to receive this or skip it?
I wanted to receive it, but it said that it's not able to charge the bank, but it has been charged. So when this first started, apparently y'all do a test hit, like it charges the card and then it falls off and then it charges again. And then y'all finalize the shipment or something. So the first time around it came up, since it comes up as a .com account or a .com charge, that second time that it hits, it bounces it back. Well, I explained to them that it's going to come through the first time, I guess, to make sure it's there, and then y'all make the shipment happen, and I guess before everything goes into motion, y'all actually charge the card. So they let that happen the first time, and I guess the next time, but we had a month delay, I guess. I don't know if it was COVID or what, but apparently whenever y'all did this again, it started the whole process. So it's bouncing y'all back, but they won't let me unlock it. So I'm not sure what to do. But it does show, they say that it's been charged already this month, but I have not received the kit that was supposed to be coming. It was 9 through 14 or something like that.
All right. So,
let me jump into the. Okay, let me tell you the date that it has the charge. So it has. So where it did it, you know how it does. It does its little charge and then it disappears and then it comes back on. So it was April 15th that the 5740 was charged, and it said that it was on the way. And then that's whenever I started getting an email, got two emails back to back saying that they could not charge the card.
All right. So one moment. Most likely this is what's going on. You were supposed to have been billed for your monthly subscription, which is the four issues, today. Now, because you had updated all your information, basically because we attempted to run your card twice for two different charges, your bank is blocking it. So as far as the $57.40, that's for your four shipments. The second one should be for 60. Hold on. The second one should be for $64.95. So from your bank, it looks like we billed you twice, although it's still showing that it's coming from EMO. So just have them confirm. Well, you confirm to them both charges you approve. Now, there's only going to be our specialty items go out once every 3 months. So in your case, it'll be May, June, July, around July, August, before this ever happens again to where you're double billed.
Oh. Okay. So, I'm so confused. So double billed, like I'm paying twice for one subscription, or is this like a, it's billing it in advance for the next?
No. You're never billed in advance. You have one subscription. However, your primary account, which is your monthly subscription, you have set for 4 issues a month. That account ends in 001. Your specialty account, which we allow you to either opt to receive or skip it, is the same exact first 8 digits, except the last is 501. So it's one account, just that the specialty items have their own tracking, so it needs to have its own number, account number. But you have one account.
Okay. So the specialty
is a part of
charge.
The Ecto one.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so how about this? Let me put it this way. How about this? When I say primary account, that means that you're only building the Ecto one. The specialty part of your account will be like specialty items. For example, the figurines, the proton packs, the Slimer. Those would be specialty items, but we will email you in advance to give you an option to say if you want to receive, skip it, or just completely cancel that out. So to sum it up that way.
Okay.
001 is only the Ecto one. 501 is the special items.
Okay, I got you. Okay. Yes. No, I'm not adding anything like that. Right. Yeah.
So would you like for me to cancel out the special so you're not receiving any?
Yeah, because, yes, just because it's a, because of the, really that stupid.com at the end there, when they see that, it's where they just alert me left and right. And it's like, leave me alone. They're legitimate. It's, you know, but,
okay.
Yeah, that's, okay, so.
Now, because the specialty item is the Ghostbusters box set, those are figurines. Did you want that or did you not want it? Because right now, if I cancel, of course, nothing has been withdrawn.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, so I just want to let you know you're not going to receive that. You're going to receive a cancellation email. That's only going to be in regards to your specialty items.
Okay.
Your next billing day, if you would like, it can be Tuesday or Friday of next week. Which do you prefer?
The next billing date will be Friday of next week.
So you want it to be the 30th?
Correct.
All right. One moment.
And then, so the billing date you're asking about, is it, will it be on that date?
That we make sure that the funds are billed, but it's not going to be that day every month. Because,
right. Okay. So,
you know,
I've got
so it'll be like around the first week in your case.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's what gets them is it seems like they're okay with that first time. I like that they're looking out for me, but with the strategy of the way this works and the subscription, it's, you know, and I'm loving the model, you know, is, I mean, I'm where I'm at, I'm already addicted. So just, trying to figure all this out. And then my bank telling me that, you know, I've got fraudulent charges. And the second now that I know, I get excited because I know, oh, they're, it's you guys getting ready to ship my next start, my next pack out probably. So,
correct.
Okay. So this, I guess to answer my next question, it seems like that's why I thought that it was for this. So issues 11 through 14, those have been shipped and paid for. They're just in route, right?
Correct.
For 001.
Last month's shipments are slightly delayed because that's when we received our new warehouse was trying, well, the workers at the new warehouse was to push out the back orders. So that's why,
yes,
you know, you're slightly delayed, but moving forward, we should be good to go.
Yeah, I see the plate, the 10 plates in there. Yeah, y'all had a little flyer that was talking about that. So, and then there's Facebook groups, and they're all excited for you, so... It's all good. Okay. I just, I was like, do what? Yeah, that's my main thing, is just trying to get my bank to understand that they're going to see a charge from y'all twice a month.
Well, no, in your case, it's only going to be once a month now, because what I've done is I've canceled out the specialty part, and I made your frequency 5 weeks, because some months will have five instead of four, and that will cause us to bill you at the very beginning and end. So to confirm that you will only be billed once a month for four parts until you want to, you know, change the quantity, that's what you can confirm your bank with.
Okay, that was my next question. If there was, you mentioned quantity, is there a way to do like two subscriptions each month? Not right now, but I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way to step it up if I find myself with some extra money in my pocket.
Yes. So in your case, the lowest is one, the highest is 12. Right now you're receiving four. So if you wanted to just kind of like double it up, then I would advise you to go with quantity 8. But the highest could be 12 issues per shipment.
Okay. Does the shipping price go up, or does shipping stay the same?
Shipping remains the same. Just the price of the merchandise changes, because it's $10.90 per part.
So technically, I'd be saving on shipping a little bit if I did, if we did it in batches of 12s. If the shipping was to stay the same.
Because you're only paying $9.80 for shipping and handling.
Okay. But we're going to stay the course, but that is very good food for thought. So 12 of them, it would be...
Now, I will say this. The only time your price is going to change from the $57.40 is when that shipment includes a binder. Some binders are free, and some you will have to pay, if I'm not mistaken, $9.99. If you like, I can opt you out of the binders. But if not, when you see a slight difference, like almost a $10 difference, that's what that means, that package will include a binder.
And that's okay, because I think the binders are, assuming for the instruction manuals, that explains a lot, because I didn't think they would all fit in that one. So that's okay. Yeah, that's good food for thought. I think that's, and it gives me more to do. So, okay. Yeah. So opting out of the specialty charges, I'm seeing the premium. So that means that I'll eventually get the display case. I couldn't, whenever I signed up, it didn't have an option for, you know, it didn't like have a checkbox for paying premium, that extra dollar.
You're a premium member.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I believe everything is good.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.